Joe Biden harps on abortion at first campaign rally in Virginia, Restore Roe. By Catherine Hamilton on January 23, 2024. Self-professed Catholic President Joe Biden is leveraging the killing of the unborn to drive his second presidential campaign forward. At his first campaign rally in Virginia on Tuesday, the 81-year-old Democrat president focused entirely on abortion and blamed former President Donald Trump for installing three Supreme Court justices who ultimately helped to overturn Roe v. Wade, a 1973 decision which had invented the constitutional right to abortion. The Supreme Court overturned Roe with its Dobbs decision in June of 2022 and sent the issue of abortion back to individual states. Watch, March for Life participant to Republicans avoiding standing for life, if you stay silent, that's on you. Let there be no mistake. The person most responsible for taking away this freedom in America is Donald Trump, Biden said, according to The Hill. The reason women are being forced to travel across state lines for health care is Donald Trump, he added. The reason their fundamental right has been stripped away is Donald Trump. The Biden campaign held the rally in Northern Virginia to highlight that in 2023, Democrats retained the Senate, flipped the state House blue and rejected Governor Glenn Youngkin's effort to put in place restrictions on abortion access. Biden won Virginia in 2020, beating Trump, according to the report. Biden was flanked by Vice President Kamala Harris and their spouses, with all four speaking in favor of abortion in front of a large banner that read Restore Roe. Donald Trump is betting we won't vote on this issue. He's betting you're going to stop caring, that you'll get distracted, discouraged and stay home, Biden said. Well, guess what? I'm betting he's wrong. The president also harped on MAGA Republicans in red states who have passed legislation limiting or totally allowing the killing of the unborn and called for the restoration of Roe. Biden's campaign has previously said restoring Roe v. Wade would be Biden's day one, number one priority if elected for a second term. Democrats have repeatedly tried to pass the Radical Women's Health Protection Act, which they claim would restore Roe. But opponents of the legislation, including Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, say the bill is an expansion of Roe. However, there is no path for such legislation with Republicans controlling the House and a narrow Democratic majority in the Senate, The Hill reported. During the event, Biden was interrupted several times by pro-Palestinian protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. At one point, Biden responded by saying, "I'm sorry it's taking so long," according to the report. The Biden administration is arguably the most pro-abortion presidential administration in American history, working through executive orders, rulemaking and guidance from unelected government bureaucrats, and various legal challenges to install its abortion-on-demand agenda around the country and the world. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.